White, J.E. White, Emma. Battle Creek, Michigan, July 22, 1874. Dear Edson and Emma, my mind has been much upon you of late. I have earnestly prayed for you every day that you might be blessed of God and receive grace from Him daily to perfect Christian character and be an example to others. There will be much required of you, for you have had many privileges and great light. If you will learn to walk carefully and humbly before God, you will be blessed. You will have light. I hope, Edson and Emma, that you will redeem the past. I hope, Edson, that you will not follow your own judgment, but will be teachable. May God be to you a present help, is my daily prayer. I love you, my children, and it is the earnest desire of my heart that you should make a success in this life, and a success in gaining the better life. God will be your strength. Emma is delicate, and I have a great hope she will improve. But in God is her hope, whether she improves or otherwise. God's love has been towards you, my dear children. He wishes you to cling to Him, yield your will submissively to the will of God, and have an eye single to His glory. Educate yourselves to strictly economical habits. Let every penny be carefully laid by to cancel your debts here in Battle Creek. Pay them, my son, yourself. Have this honor, I beg of you. Merritt Kellogg has done just as you have been doing. I would give up my school and everything rather than incur a debt. I do not write this to sting and wound you, but to help you. It is time that you turned square about. My dear son, be guarded. You have but one life to live. Let that be a life you will never regret. Be conscientiously scrupulous in little things. Meet your just dues like a man. Shun debts as you would the leprosy. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Luke 16, verse 10. Let economy be the battle with you. Be strictly economical in all things. Be strictly temperate in all things. Seek for the inward adorning, that of a meek and quiet spirit, which God estimates of great price. The Savior has purchased you with His own blood, and He requires you to eat, dress, and spend your time and talents to His glory. Oh, remember that your influence is constantly telling for or against the truth. Shun levity and light and trifling conversation, foolish jesting and joking as you would the plague. Be sober, be vigilant. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Live by faith. Cultivate lowliness of mind. Bear your testimony in meetings. Avoid all display. Let the artless, simple, easy testimony be born to edification. Every day you may honor God. Every day we should act as though it might be our last. Let your daily life correspond with your public testimony. Do not seek to be conspicuous. Be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. 1 Peter 5, verse 5, 6. Remember, Edson, it is a terrible thing for you to have your own way. Now, my dear and precious children, love the Lord with all your heart. Make a business of seeking the Lord and having daily communion with Him. He will hear the prayer of the contrite heart. He will answer your petitions. He will be to you a present help in every time of need. Your mother.